Today, as we celebrate the feast of St. Joseph the Worker, we're reminded of the dignity of work and the example that St. Joseph gave to his son, and also the example which God puts before all of us to be able to see that we need to work as well. There are, of course, different types of work. You know, there are those who do physical labor, and there are those who are involved in intellectual work. There's the apostolic work of priest and religious, and also those called to the single life. And of course, the very important work of being a parent, of being able to raise children, to care for them and to make them saints. On May 1st, 1955, Pope Pius XII granted a public audience to the Catholic Association of Italian Workers, whose members had gathered in St. Peter's Square to celebrate the 10th anniversary of their society. They were solemnly renewing in common their promise of loyalty to the social teachings of the Church. And it was on that day that the Pope instituted the liturgical feast of May 1st in honor of St. Joseph the Worker. He assured his audience and the working people of the world in these words: "You have beside you a shepherd, a defender and a father in Saint Joseph, the carpenter, whom God in his providence chose to be the virginal father of Jesus and the head of the Holy Family. He's silent, but he has excellent hearing, and his intercession is very powerful over the Sacred Heart of our Savior. So today, as we look at St. Joseph, we have the ultimate model for those who must go to a job and to work. Also, we have the ultimate model of the work of a father. And because of that, we see the ultimate model of a mother, because Our Lady didn't have to go get a job. Sure, you know, they lived in poverty, but they survived. Our Lady didn't go out to find a job to make more money, you know, in order to make things easier. She knew that the most important work was to raise her son, and St. Joseph supported that entirely. While they didn't have much, you know, they had enough, and they trusted that God would provide. That's the dignity we look at today, the dignity of the family and the dignity of work. We know from the role for which St. Joseph was chosen by Almighty God that he was a man of tried virtue and holiness. No other mortal man would hold a higher office. St. Joseph surpassed all the saints of the old law in sanctity. In him, the virtue of his ancestors reached its perfection. You know, like Abraham, he was a man of faith and obedience, and like Isaac, a man of prayer and vision, and like Jacob, he was patient and self-sacrificing, and like Joseph of Egypt, his chastity was inviolable, and like David, of whom he was a direct descendant, he is a royal intercessor according to the heart of God. Ite ad Joseph, go to Joseph. It was to Joseph of Egypt the Pharaoh told the needy to go for assistance to receive the grain that would save their lives. And to the new Joseph, the just man, to whom the Son of God himself was subject as to a father, all Christians can go with confidence to Saint Joseph, who will see to the spiritual and temporal needs of all who have recourse to him.